This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us right now, I've had this guy on a few times. Jim Duquette joins us. You see him on SNY. You know him as the former GM. This guy's got a ton of baseball knowledge. And I want to specifically ask him about the Mets and sneak in some questions about the New York Yankees. What's up, Jim? How you feeling?
What's going on, Keith? How you been? Everything is good here. Thanks.
And I got to plug that you're on MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM as well. So let's start with
the Mets.
What they just did out in Colorado. I'll say this. I hate when I hear people try to downplay an opponent, because we always see teams play down to their opponent. I'm a Yankee fan, and when the Yankees went through the Royals and through the Guardians, people said, oh, they didn't play anybody. It was a cakewalk. Okay. Regular season, they go out Memorial Day weekend to Colorado. They drop the first game to the Rockies. The Mets have handled business. They didn't lose a game to the Rockies in their building or out there. So let's start with that. Them just being up for it, knowing that we're the best team in the National League. This is the worst team in the National League. We still got to bring it and do what we got to do.
Yeah, well, in to your point, like when you're playing Colorado, I mean, I don't know in this particular case with the Rockies if they're going to be a whole lot better later on, but they're not going to be historically bad, I don't think. And so when you catch them, this really goes for anybody, but when you catch them when they're playing at their worst, you better beat them. And other teams aren't giving in. You know, when you start looking at, when it comes to postseason, if you're ever tied for home field advantage or you know, we see it last year, you're tied for a wild card spot and one slot is decided by head-to-head matchups or what have you. I mean, all of these games, they all count the same, whether you win them or lose them, and especially against a team like the Rockies last year, if you saw the White Sox and how bad they were, every team in the Central, in the American League Central that got in, they beat up on the White Sox. That was a major reason why they got to the postseason. So you just never know when you're playing these teams, you know, whether that's going to be the deciding factor on winning or losing. You know, I mean, not too long ago, the Phillies beat up on the Rockies. That's part of the reason why they passed the Mets. So, you know, if the Mets had not won there, we wouldn't see the type of lead that we've had. So, yeah, I'm always been that feeling like, man, these are hard games no matter what. You better win them, like you said. And then you kind of go down to the, all right, well, how are teams doing against above 500 teams? That's more of a measuring stick, I think, as you move on throughout the season.
We're on the phone right now with Jim Duquette, MLB analyst from MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM. Let's talk about the polar bear, Pete Alonso. I have done nothing but sing this guy's praises. I thought he was very professional with how he handled himself in the offseason. I took calls from fans that said Mark Vientos could play first base. I took calls from fans that said we're getting Vladdy anyway. I took calls from fans that talked about his body type and how he didn't deserve a long-term contract and how we got Juan Soto. But to me, if you get Juan Soto, you need somebody to hit behind Juan Soto. And with Pete,
right.
he's been dominating, and we haven't even gotten the Juan Soto as advertised. Player of the Week this week with a 400 average, a 1452 OPS, hitting 5 home runs, driving in 15 runs. What can we say about Pete Alonso and how locked in he's been right now?
You know, to your point on the winter, I always felt, even when they signed Soto, that a part of protecting the investment and making sure that Soto is, you know, what he should be and what you're paying him to do, is you better have protection in the lineup for him, you know, and to create a deeper lineup than what it was looking like on paper, especially because, you know, the second time through the league or second year through the league on Vientos, you know, it's you've seen this too. Like, it can be a struggle for certain guys. It's obviously been that way for him too. So, you know, you always have a guy or two that you feel like is going to take off and they don't on the offensive side. And I think that's, you know, certainly the case with Vientos and probably Alvarez. Well, definitely Alvarez too. So, you know, the Alonso signing for me almost would come hand in hand with Soto. It just, to me, was, and I think part of the reason why Alonso didn't get the money that he was hoping for, no question he had a down year. But secondly, most of the league thought he wasn't going to go anywhere except for the Mets anyway, and they didn't want to get into this bidding war
right.
with Steve Cohen, right? So I think there was a lot of factors on why he ended up where he was. Thankfully, he ended up a Met, and look at where he is now. He just passed David Wright for second place all time home runs, and he's going to pass Straw at some point. Probably, maybe at this rate, might be by the All Star break.
I predicted before the All Star break on air. I think I called that last month. Like, hey, this guy might walk him down before yeah. he goes to another All Star game down in Atlanta. You know, you mentioned other teams not wanting to bid against Steve Cohen, and I think we're going to see the same thing. So there's a lot of people talking about when he hits free agency and the contract that right. he's going to get and him leaving the Mets potentially or him not being a Met. No. The way I see this is, okay, there won't be a qualifying offer attached to him. So, sure, Scott Boras is going to go right. out there and shop him around and try and get the biggest offer, the most years, the highest AAV. But you just saw Steve Cohen give Juan Soto $765 million before he ever stepped in the batter's box for the Mets. This is a guy that's been the face of the Mets, will have the Mets' all-time home run record that fans love. A whole generation of Mets fans came in watching this guy come up, and they don't want to see this guy leave. I think Steve Cohen goes over David Stern's head and says, "No, that we got to get it done. Whatever offer he gets out, whatever the market says, whatever you know offer he gets out there, we've got to match it. We can't move on from Pete Alonso."
I think you're right on that. I think we've seen that with Nimmo a couple years ago, right? To get him done, he extended the extra year. He went and got Diaz even before he got into free agency. He's been willing to spend, on other top-notch free agents. So, that's the issue for me. The second thing on that is, you go back and let's take the Strawberry signing way back, in the early 90s. And when he was the all-time leader, home run leader for the Mets. He was a homegrown guy. He ends up going, back home to the Dodgers. And the Mets thought that they could move on without him. That signing was not a good one, going to get Vince Coleman. It didn't work out for Straw that much either. And really, if you sat down there and sat them down and gave them both truth serum, both Frank Cashin, who was a mentor of mine as the GM, and Straw, I think they would go back, and if they could do it all over again, they'd re-sign him because they realized it was probably the best fit to keep him there with the Mets. And that's just almost identical to Alonso, except there's a lot more zeros at the end of it for Pete, looking ahead to his signing.
How about the Mets pitching in this pitching lab? It's almost ridiculous. I've talked about Griffin Canning and being on air when Griffin Canning signed, and we laughed it off. We looked at the Griffin right. Canning signing this year like them signing Adrian Hauser last year. Like, what's this guy going to be? He's not going to work out. They'll probably end up, cutting bait with him. He's been great. All of these guys have been great. I was reading a stat yesterday about how David Peterson, Kodai Senga, Griffin Canning, Clay Holmes all have under a 3.0 ERA. And like Clay Holmes was a closer at this time last year. He turned into a high leverage reliever, but then has completely transitioned into being a starter. What are they feeding these guys? What film are they watching? What type of drills are they doing? Because they are one of the best rotations in the league. And they just got Paul Blackburn back. I can't tell you how impressed I was watching him go up against the Dodgers after the Dodgers lost to the Yankees. I was sure they were going to jump all over Paul Blackburn the next day, and they did not. So what are your thoughts about, you know, Jeremy Hefner and the Mets rotation in this pitching lab?
Yeah. I think what Jeremy has done as the pitching coach and David Sturm's in the front office in the signing, you know, that usually when you're rolling as an organization, you know, your front office finds the players and then your coaches get the most out of them, right? And that's what the Dodgers over the years have done very, very well. You know, other teams have tried to copy that with some limited success. They haven't had necessarily the track record there. But I think what the Mets have been doing, and especially on the pitching side, I think is something that the rest of the league is trying to copy. You know, it's a shorter-term deals. Find the value, convert guys into starters like they did Holmes, find the reclamation projects like they did Canning and Manaea the year before. You know, there's just so many of those different stories. And what I appreciate the most in this is, you know, Jeremy and the pitching lab, the whole pitching department, they'll find what maybe they were underutilizing to that point in their career, and they'll highlight it and tweak it and find ways for that to be more usable. So the slider for Canning in particular has been really, really good this year versus what it was, you know, even last year. I think that's been the pitch that stands out to me. He's using it more and he's throwing it for more success. He's got a lot of swing and miss on it. So it's just sometimes it's, you know, with major league pitchers, it's just a minor tweak and they take off. And that's really what the Mets, I think, do very, very well here over the last couple of seasons, highlighted by Jeremy Hefner's leadership there.
Everything is turning into gold with David Stearns and Steve Cohen. I mean, even the decision to go away from the OMG Mets, not bring back Jose Iglesias Candelita for an act two, and say, no, we got to see what we have with these young guys. Mark Vientos is on the IL. He was struggling a little bit, but Brett Beatty was a guy they didn't give up on, and he's had some good moments. But now enter Ronnie Mauricio. We saw that 456-foot homer he hit over the weekend. They also have Acuna, Alvarez. Obviously, Torrens and Alvarez are, you know, kind of splitting time, with Torrens getting a little more time. But what do you think about the baby Mets and the young Mets that they're letting play with these veterans and the return that they're getting? And all the winning that they're doing together.
Well, so I think one of the things that I always loved, and you know, most GMs would tell you, like, okay, you sign these big, high profile free agents for a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of skill, you know. And like they're obvious signings. Obviously, you have to spend the money and you have to negotiate and all that. But where you really make your money is improving the roster on the fringes. Or improving, allowing guys, young players to come up and perform and you know, and really encourage them and boost their confidence so they can handle the major league level. Because it's really difficult to come up now. Harder now to come to the big leagues than it ever has been because of how good the pitching is. So you know, allowing Beatty and Mauricio now come up, right? And Vientos last year and Alvarez before that, and, you know, going out and trading for Torrens, and, you know, even Jared Young, who, you know, they got from, you know, from Korea. All of those little additions, you know, end up being feeling like it's the major major transactions when you look at them in their whole as a roster, and really improving the depth and improving, I'll call it, the floor too. So for the floor of the roster. So I think all of those, most of what David Stearns has done has really been successful in their signing. Very few have you seen struggle or fail. And even Tyrone Taylor has been a really good addition and has developed into a really good, valuable player for them. So you know, there's not a lot of GMs that have had this success, the number of signings and trades. And I think David Stearns deserves a lot of credit for it.
How about Jeff McNeil? He's having his second annual poker showdown tonight and coming off of a two-homer game in a weekend where he had, I think, five hits, five runs batted in. He played second base. He played center field. Like, it's good to have Jeff McNeil back, and there's also help on the way. What do you think?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
About McNeil's impact since he's returned.
Well, you kind of missed him, right? When he was out, you know, sometimes, you know, he's had, you know, on occasion he struggled, but he's a really valuable guy that whether he's hitting, you know, down lineup or towards the top, he's capable of doing that. There's been times where he used to protect Alonzo in some of the lesser lineups that we've watched over the years with the Mets. And then, you know, more recently hitting, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh, anywhere in that range. Doesn't seem to matter. The fact that he's been able to play center field, even in Colorado, like Coors Field there's a huge ton of ground to cover. And he hasn't played all many games in center field, and he did it, you know, did it fairly well. So like, he has such value there, you know, the versatility on the roster, you know, when he's swinging the bat the way he has now. I mean, his slug right now is over 500. That's not expected, right? I mean, we know he's an on-base guy. He can makes contact. His bat-to-ball skills are elite. But what he's shown with the power here, I think, has been even more unexpected.
Last Mets question as we transition into the Yankees, of course. Juan Soto, who would have thought that the guy that had all the headlines, all the attention, the largest contract in the history of the sport would just be a guy that had to just kind of be in the background, do his part, flip a couple water bottles, smile to the camera, pose, get on base a little bit, but we don't need you to carry the team. We don't need you to be the version of yourself that you were with the Yankees. We're going to create an environment around you where multiple guys are getting it done and succeeding, and you can kind of just be a part of the crew.
I mean, it's very rarely does that happen, right? When you sign that huge contract and he doesn't produce quite what you expect out of the gate, do you see a team still have the success and the best record in the National League? That just doesn't happen very often. And, you know, that's partly why Juan hasn't suffered the wrath of the Mets fans yet to this point. That's number one. Number two, I think, you know, there are pieces of the season and parts of games or periods of time where you're like, okay, here it comes. You can see it coming. So, you know, it's kind of that you see the on-base percentage, or you see, you know, power the other way, or some of those things that you're used to seeing with him. Like, okay, it's on its way. And then it doesn't happen. So all I can say is the Mets are in this position, obviously, without a ton of Juan Soto's contributions, but I would like him to hurry up and start doing what he's accustomed to do and hurry up and do what the Mets have signed him to do. And I do think it is coming.
Yeah, I think it's coming too. And I think you kind of need an outing against the Rockies where he was on base every time. And, you know, I think he set a record. Yeah, it was his first game six times on base. I think you need something like that to remind yourself, like, I am who I am. And then you go into the next series, and it's warm now. There's no excuses now. And he's been fine in his last, few series. He took Kershaw deep against the Dodgers. Like, I think we are going to see pretty soon the Juan Soto that can win a game for the Mets and carry the Mets. But, you know, we see the Aaron Judge who can win a game for the Yankees or, you know, not lose a game for the Yankees like last night where he has his, you know, two-homer performance, three hits, and the Yankees still lose. He's still Aaron Judge. And there's so much talk about, you know, how Aaron Judge is doing something we've never seen before. We know that. But I think the Yankees are in a spot right now where, okay, their initial pivot and the other bats that they had in the beginning of the season, like, yeah, you know, that replaced Juan Soto's production. But I think some guys have come down to earth. What do you expect to see around the Yankees as they approach the deadline? What do you expect to see around the Yankees as they get Stanton back? Because ultimately, it can't just be Judge.
No, you're right. It can't just be Judge. And I think with Goldschmidt, he's having a bounce back season. I think Bellinger has shown spurts where he's been, better and what you hope for. I think he's going to be a guy that's over 800 OPS. Yeah, I don't think we've seen the best of Wells yet. Volpe's been on the rise. Now they have Chisholm back, which adds depth to the lineup. Grisham's cool off a little bit, but I mean, you don't need him. I mean, Rice has been very good. Like they have a lot more depth. I really liked their lineup this winter, even when they missed out on Soto. Some of the moves that Brian Cashman made, I was saying this from the very beginning that this offense I thought would be deep and maybe even deeper than it was last year. And so far, I feel like that's been the case. And, you know, let's see what happens when Stanton comes back. Then you'll have a better understanding if they really do need another offensive piece. The early returns with LeMahieu have been kind of nice, but, you know, I think you got to keep the expectations down there, obviously, because of all the injuries he's had in the past. So I think when I'm looking at them, I'm like, maybe they need a bullpen arm, and maybe they need, you know, some added offense. But I'd like to see what the team looks like when Stanton comes back to know for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Stanton comes back, and then you got an extra guy on the bench, and Cashman, I think, was on SiriusXM Radio, MLB Network Radio, talking about pitching. I'd like to see them add another starter and then maybe another piece or two in the bullpen because it was the pitching that failed us this past weekend.
Yeah. He came out on my show with Jim Bowden on the Sunday. Sunday, not this past Sunday. And, I think that's the – you know, when you're in those shoes, I was guilty of it too. You know, when you start naming position players, then you're looking at replacing somebody. And then you got guys looking over their shoulder sometimes. But when you talk specifically just, or generally in pitching, it's like, everyone needs another starter. Everyone needs another bullpen piece or two. Like, it's kind of an obvious answer, but it's also true. Until you mentioned, hopefully Heal will come back and pitch the way he, somewhere once he's got his feet under him, pitches like he did last year. For me, that starting pitcher, is lessened a little bit, right? So, yeah, there's still some things that are up in the air. The good news is, the way they've played and the way the Mets have, it's going to be a fun summer watching both of those teams. And I think the Yankees, they're built a little differently, but I think, both teams may end up getting pitching when it's all said and done, and that wouldn't be a real shocker.
That's all I got for you, Jim. Appreciate the time tonight.
All right, Keith, man, you got some big duties now. What is it? Is this a 5-hour show for crying out loud, man? Good for you, man. I could not do. I have a hard time filling 3 hours. So good luck the rest of your night, man. You're working hard, and I see
I'll
you.
I'll figure it out. Thanks for the call, Jim.
All right, I'll talk to you later. See you.
Jim Duquette, former MLB GM. You see him on SNY. You hear him on MLB Network Radio. Appreciate him joining us. It's a 5-hour sprint.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.